So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. Coming up, you'll get James Comey, former head of the FBI. I have two cuts of him, I believe. 5 minutes about Taylor Swift. What a Swiftie he is. Is that a disqualifier to be the head of the FBI? And the wisdom of Taylor Swift that he uses to combat Donald Trump. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. All right, we're waiting. Hasn't been sober. Sent me this on Twitter. Giant sign on the side of a building in Washington. Wear a suit, bro. There you go. We'll see if Zelensky is suited up. But Frank Ferry is suited up for a battle in Harrisburg, and he's on wanted posters all along Septus. Go tell this man that you want to get to work. Frank Ferry is stopping you from getting to work. He's a suburban state senator. I never thought he would be out there stopping people from getting to work. Why would he do that? All right, let's go to Frank on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, we just spoke.
Nice to be wanted, I guess, right?
Yeah, so how do you feel with the stuff that, you know, people on the left have this way of targeting you of all people? Why, you know, Pittman, I have never seen such nasty stuff on my Twitter after Majority Leader Pittman was on the other day. Just the savagery of this over SEPTA. How do you combat that, this emotionalism and these charges that guys like you just are for fat cats, not for the working people?
Yeah, I mean, they're targeting Tracy Pennycook, right? Senator right. from Monco, Joe Picozzi, myself. I'm beginning to think it's all politically motivated. You know, I mean, look, not that there aren't citizens that are upset about what's going on, but I encourage them to pause for a second and hear the truth about what's going on, not the rhetoric. What I've seen in the last like 3 to 4 weeks, where colleagues in the House and Senate, county by county, were obviously Democrats, were having these press conferences and calling us out by name. You know, that's absurd. You know, generalizing the terrible Senate Republicans, or, you know, mentioning a leader or so, you know, or a speaker or president pro tem, you know, is one thing to a degree. I'm not agreeing with that. Going after rank and file members like this in our own communities is absurd. And the problem is the facts aren't all on their side. So they want to scream the facts into reality. You know, this is Washington deism coming to Philadelphia region in Harrisburg, right? And it's just a shame. It's not how, you know, my 7 terms in the House and my, you know, 2.5 terms, you know, 2.5 years in the Senate now, it's not how we all got along. And when people are preferring to have press conferences and have the bravery of going on social media, dropping bombs, versus actually sitting down and solving this policy problem, you know, it tells you where they're coming from. They actually started raising money. The Senate Democrat Campaign Committee started raising money on ads this weekend on it. So, again, sounds like Washington, D.C., right? Yeah. AOC does her nonsense right. down there and then right. starts raising money from small donors.
So am I right, Frank, though, that what we're seeing here, too, and Majority Leader Pittman laid it out, and even when I had Ken Lawrence, who asked to be on, the staggering rate evasion, and just tell me what's wrong. The SEPTA has a board, a bipartisan board. I've always been critical of them, the decisions they make. What is it that you guys want to do that would tighten that up so that taxpayers here will fear, okay, that we need mass transit, it's going to be better run? That's all that we're asking to do, as I understand it.
Yeah, and something important, Dom. The only two Republicans on SEPTA board, are the House appointee and the Senate appointee. Every other one's Democrat, just okay. so you're aware. So that is a, I don't know the exact number of board members, but that is a very significant number of board members. And the SEPTA board has not put the plan, the SEPTA board has not put the plan before their board of what we passed last week before shouting it down. Just so you're clear.
Okay. And I understand it, too. The Senate president indicated there's a $1 billion trust fund that I guess could be used to tide us over until this is hashed out.
And your listeners are going to go bananas when they hear this. So there's $2.4 billion sitting in a public transit trust fund. Now, that money is geared towards capital, but it can be used for operating in dire circumstances. I would label this dire, as SEPTA has painted it, right? They're going right. to cut routes. So that $2.4 billion is sitting there. In the next 5 years, the fund projects to spend $1.28 billion, right? So there's still a fund balance there. But there is an additional $2.5 billion in new revenue going into the fund. So that fund balance, with everything projected across this Commonwealth for public transit capital projects, will have a fund balance in 5 years of $3.7 billion, from 2.4 wow. to 3.7. The plan we passed last week, again, with only Republican senators from throughout this Commonwealth, by the way, and many of them who are not fans of Philadelphia and SEPTA, even with the plan we put forth and paying for all the capital projects that are budgeted in the next 5 years, the fund balance will still grow from current 2.4 to almost 2.9. So SEPTA could yeah. pick a whole bunch more capital projects. So could Pittsburgh Transit, all the smaller ones. And there's still a fund balance there. So I say to your listeners, do you want us taking money away from the sales tax, which is a Democrat proposal, which means taking money out of the general fund, increasing our structural deficit, and potentially cutting programs and funding to public education and things of that nature? Or do you want us going into the bank account that's intended for transit funding and taking some of the money out of there to get them through the next 2 years? Seems like a pretty simple answer to me. Absolutely. I mean, you wouldn't, yeah. if you were running your household, you wouldn't stop paying your electric bill, right? Which is why I'm equating to say public education, to actually pay your mortgage when you have money sitting in the bank account. No. It would just be absurd.
Absolutely. I realize, Senator, what you're up against. The media just doesn't lay it out this way. They want us to believe it's a bunch of yokels, I think was said somewhere on social media, out there in other parts of the state that don't get it. Philadelphia is the big guy. They drive everything economically. Well, they also seem to take an awful lot of money for failed programs, failed public schools, et cetera. So, you know, Philadelphia isn't exactly just a driver of economies, but you're unique. You're in the near suburbs, and I guess they feel that they can get your people fired up here because it might impact them.
Yeah, and as we've dealt with the people from my district, right, and I represent part of Bucks County, Ben Salem, up through Warrington, Middletown, Langhorne, Northampton, several other communities, but I'm in lower Bucks County up to central Bucks County. You know, as we explained to them this money sitting in the bank account, they're like, well, why wouldn't you spend that? And I'm like, that's a question for the Democrats, because they still haven't been able to answer it. They've manufactured nonsense at their press conferences and during their floor speeches. But there's two other major components that they don't want to talk about. And I think you were starting to touch on it. One, increased accountability, which Joe Picozzi has led on, Senator Picozzi, who's new, mm-hmm. been up there 7 months now. And he did a lot of hard work on this and actually worked with Seth to get a lot of information, you know, and that's some new auditing requirements, increased system performance criteria. I have legislation that allows for some new revenue generating opportunities through advertising, right, to help offset the costs.
Well, let me stop you there. Why would they not have more advertising? I mean, wouldn't that be a given? Why?
There's some PennDOT requirements that limit digital signs on some of the vehicles. So we clear that up. PennDOT was a little unclear if it's allowed. We're clearing that up. It's not going to be a huge revenue opportunity, but it'll make them some more money.
Right.
We also want to ensure that the rates are commensurate with the state investment, the fares that are paid.
Right.
We're not looking to make it too expensive, but there's got to be a balance there. And SEPTA's own plan has them regularly increasing fees or their fares. And you touched on fare evasion. They estimate that to be $50 million a year.
Yeah.
Their shortfall is a little over $200 million. That's roughly a quarter of your shortfall is people jumping turnstiles. That's insane. Yes. Breaking the law. And so that's insane. And then, you know, safety is another important part of this, you know, whether it's the cleanliness part that people don't want to ride SEPTA or the safety part. Right. So we extend the special prosecutor for mass transit since Krasner won't do his job. We also increase the penalty for assaulting transit workers, which is legislation I've carried. It's named for Bernard Griffin, who was a SEPTA bus driver who was murdered just doing his job, right? But if the SEPTA employee workforce is safer, then the ride's safer for the commuters as well. We increase the penalties for drug delivery on the platforms and in the vicinity. You know, we stop allowing the potential of safe injection sites near transit locations. You know, we want people to feel comfortable using SEPTA.
This is all good. The fans of mass transit, like the Enquirer and others, ought to be saying, let's get Frank over and have a nice lunch and congratulate everybody, because they want to make it that people are going to use SEPTA because it's safer and cleaner.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, that's just common sense. It's a shame we're having to legislate some of that in Harrisburg. Now, some of it's criminal statute based. So, you know, we have to do that statutorily. Right. But it's really a shame that we have gotten to this point to actually have these kinds of discussions. I mean, because apparently fare evading, except as police officers are probably doing the best job they can, and they're probably greatly outnumbered there, right? And they can only go and patrol where they're assigned to patrol. But they're doing a noble job in probably not so noble circumstances that they're stuck in. But we want to make sure that SEPTA's cracking down on stuff. And they're talking the good talk right now. But, I mean, they've been radio silent in their conversations with me since Tuesday night of last week.
Yeah.
And, it's a shame, because if you want to get it done, don't you want one of the Republicans that wants to have a viable mass transit agency? And, you know, but we want to hold them more accountable. We want to make sure they're safer. We want to make sure the dollars are locked in. And I've heard from a lot of residents, they don't give them more money. And I understand that. And that is a very fair viewpoint. We're trying to ensure that if they are getting additional money, there's all these thresholds that also have to be met, including accountability and safety.
Thank you, Frank, very much for coming on. Keep our guys in the loop. We'll have you on as developments move forward. And again, nice picture of you on the wanted posters out there.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks, Senator Frank Ferry here. All right, Zelensky's pulling in. What kind of vehicle is it here at the White House? I don't know if we have this on YouTube. Oh, it looks like, is that a Chevy again?
Yeah, it's a
Suburban.
Yeah.
Oh, they're all coming in Suburbans.
Tahoe, maybe, yeah.
I don't know what the Ukrainian car might be. Wait a minute. I can't tell yet. What kind of collar? Oh, this is like
Here's the reveal.
It's a long sleeve shirt.
Whoa.
But is that a jacket?
It looks... it's a jacket, but he's definitely wearing a collared shirt underneath.
Yeah,
like
yeah he's got a collared shirt, no polo.
I think they're revealing, I think it's almost like a cover-up, Dom. He wants to do a grand reveal when he gets to the Oval Office.
Oh, that's right. He's going to take the jacket off.
Just drops to the ground.
Oh, goodness. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll have details coming up. And James Comey, former FBI director, goes full bore what Taylor Swift can teach all of us in the age of Trump. That's straight ahead. Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, it is Dom time. Watching Zelensky in the dictator's chair. You know, when I was there in the Oval Office, it seems like the dictator's chair. I don't know if this is intentional, Dan and Henry. You can see it on Fox. Is bigger, wider. Does that make you look smaller than the narrow chair that Trump's in? And, you know, these guys will do anything around that. That we have that going on. We'll put it. Thanks, yeah, Dan, for putting that up on YouTube. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. I think Zelensky's outfit, all in black, looks like it's a jacket and some kind of collared shirt. Yeah, it still fits a warlike position. He wasn't going to show up in a blue suit and red tie a la Trump that's extra long or something.
We can go to the audio if you'd like.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of what they're saying there. Yes, thank you.
There will be a reasonable chance of
bringing the war when we do.
Yes, Peter, go ahead.
Thank you, President Trump. So, President Zelensky, you say in the Post on X today, Russia must end this war, which it itself started. President Trump, you say President Zelensky of Ukraine can end the war with Russia almost immediately if he wants to, which is...
No, I think that's true. I think they'll... we're going to have a meeting. I think if everything works out well today, we'll have a trilat. And I think there will be a reasonable chance of ending the war when we do that.
And is this the end of the road for American support for Ukraine? Is today's meeting deal or no deal?
I can never say that. It's never the end of the road. People are being killed, and we want to stop that. So I would not say it's the end of the road. No, I think we have a good chance of doing it. It's been... almost 4 years now that a lot of people were killed last week. A lot of people last week. I mean, millions of people killed, but a lot of people last week for whatever reason, a big number, a lot of soldiers, both on both sides. And I know the president, I know myself, and I believe Vladimir Putin wants to see it ended.
And as you met with Putin on Friday, today you've got President Zelensky here. As you listen to Russia and Ukraine, which side has the better cards?
Right? Well, I don't want to say that. I'm just here to be. Look, this isn't my war. This is Joe Biden's war. He's the one that had a lot to do with this happening, and we want to get it ended. And we want it to end good for everybody. We want it to end good. The people of Ukraine have suffered incredibly.
President Zelensky, are you prepared to keep sending Ukrainian troops to their deaths for another couple years, or are you going to agree to redraw the maps?
Thank you for your question. So, first of all, you know, we live under
each day attacks, you know, that today have been a lot of attacks and a lot of wounded people, and the child was dead, small bomb, one year and a half. So we need to stop this war, to stop Russia, and we need support, American and European partners, and we will do our best for this. So, and I think we show that we are strong people, and we supported the idea of the United States, of personally of President Trump, to stop this war, to make a diplomatic way of finishing this war, and we are ready for trilateral, as President said. This is a good signal about trilateral. I think this is very good. Thank you.
All right, so much different, at least so far. Given Ducey four questions there was, wow, that's a lot of deference of what he was able to get in. I wonder if Jackie Heinrich is there. She'll tag into the ring and start yelling about Ukraine. Okay, so nothing noticeably new here. It comes down to the details on this. The only thing I'd say is it looks like they're going to have the three countries meet now. And it looks like if this is true, and who knows until we see it's true, that the Russians would agree that, Ukraine can have some kind of Article 5 security, which is if one is attacked, everybody's attacked, in the form of British, potentially French troops, Americans there for the raw, rare earth minerals. That would be the plan to give them security. And it's clear that Ukraine needs to get some degree of ironclad security. Very difficult to do with Putin. Whatever you see in this, whatever side you're on, however you feel about Zelensky, that's reasonable. And hashing that out, would the Russians really agree to that? Would they wait until Trump's not in office and then test another American president to say, they're going to let us move forward in Ukraine? That's what we're talking about here. That's what this comes down to. As far as giving up Crimea, I think in the end, they're going to have to say that, the Ukrainians. As far as Donbass and the fortified area there, they're not going to give that up. So I think they're making progress, and we're going to see when the three get together. You might see more spasms, but they are making progress. All right, 855-839-1210, we can get you on board. Hit us on the side question. Zelensky in an outfit that's a cross between business formal and something military, all in black, does have a collared shirt, does have a jacket on. So, you know, the last one, I remember the moment, Dan and Henry, when all of a sudden it was sort of the question about not owning a suit. Then Vance jumped into the ring. Vance is the wild card here around the issue of gratitude, grateful for what America has done. And Ducey's question, talking about, is the United States saying you either deal now or that's it? And Trump, to his credit, decided, no, he's not going to engage in that. He's not going to go down that path. Marco Rubio over the weekend, and Rubio is there right next to Vance. Talking about, this is Cut 7, youtube.com/1210, with Margaret Brennan. This got pretty heated. This media narrative, and you're going to hear that throughout the day, and then CNN, MSNBC, which is no longer MSNBC. They're now something else, my source.
MS Now.
MS Now.
That's it?
Yeah, MS Now, which terrible. Is my source of all this. Yeah. It's possible to go through. And Dan, I believe I've been on MSNBC over the course of the last 10 years more than I was on Fox or CNN. There was a guy that liked me on MSNBC, and you talk about knockdown, drag out battles. I mean, I can remember several of them. My favorite was the Pat Buchanan show when he was on there. But
my source for news, opinion, and the world.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Microsoft like Office application.
It does.
It does. And what I miss is Chris Matthews on there. The Chris Matthews show and the nonsense that he used to get into. That was MSNBC. That was their best shot. Rachel Maddow is the single most, when you watch her, you feel jumpy, awkward person on TV. She's smart. She's their big star. But it's awkward. It gets you off put. You know, if she were on radio, maybe not as much, but TV, not so good. So here is Marco Rubio talking about, look, the Europeans are not coming here because we're going to bully Zelensky. It's not about that. Cut seven.
You know, there is concern from the Europeans that President Zelensky is going to be bullied into signing something away. That's why you have these European leaders coming as backup tomorrow. Can you
reassure them? No, it isn't. That's not why they're coming as backup. That's not true. No, but that's not why that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're
well,
not coming.
February, in fact, they're coming here tomorrow in front of television cameras where President Zelensky.
Do you know how many meetings we've had since then?
Oh no, I know, and I was just up in Alaska watching the one with Vladimir Putin where a red carpet rolled out.
No, but
it was
Zelensky. We've had more meetings. We've had one meeting with Putin and like a dozen meetings with Zelensky. So, but that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're coming here tomorrow because we've been working with the Europeans. We talked to them last week. There were meetings in the UK over the previous weekend.
And they said President Trump was going to demand a ceasefire.
As early as Thursday. No, no. But you said that they're coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. They're not coming here tomorrow. Oh, this is such a stupid media narrative that they're coming here tomorrow because Trump is going to bully Zelensky into a bad deal. We've been working with these people for weeks on this stuff. They're coming here tomorrow because they chose to come here tomorrow. We invited them to come. We invited them to come. The
okay.
president invited them to come.
We got it up there, Henry. The guy who I think is the boyfriend of Marjorie Taylor Greene that asked the question, don't you own a suit the last time? Just praise Zelensky and saying how good he looks this time around. Oh, my God. And Zelensky acknowledged that. So it seems like this is not going to have a moment of the outburst of anything more coming out of this other than movement forward. All right. So, E.J. Antoni. And, Henry, I think you booked him easier than almost anybody ever.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia Inquirer, big expose now. Did you know that he went to St. Charles Borromeo Seminary?
Really?
For 4 years, got his degree from there. Oh, my God. Then he decided not to be a priest.
Yeah.
Which was a good decision for us, given his abilities, et cetera.
Got out before that six-year threshold.
Yeah, the six-year threshold. Yeah, that's a long road. And they say that 55% decide not to do it. But they make this like, oh, man, this guy could have been a priest. Oh, my God. How can he be in charge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics if he was going to consecrate and transubstantiation and everything else?
I can see it, though. I could totally see him.
Yeah, I can see it, too. Yeah. Just endless. James Comey coming up. Resorting to Taylor Swift in order to combat how mean Trump is. And we'll give you anything else that happens here with Zelensky, Trump. Trump saying that the U.S. will be involved with Kiev's security. We're talking about a long-term peace deal. Now, I don't think that means American military boots on the ground at all. But there's talk of some kind, something like, they wouldn't be in NATO. But they have that Article 5 provision, you attack one of these countries, you attack all of us. Get in on the side question, too. All-time fashion faux pas. Putin today, I don't know if it's, is Gentleman's Quarterly still out there, GQ? I don't even know if it exists anymore.
Yeah, definitely.
I know the mag, I don't see the magazine around. I guess it's online.
Yeah, everyone's online.
Yeah, I'm sure they're right now scrutinizing this and going up and down. We've given our, Marcus Aurelius has some great ones. The guy who ties a sweater around his waist. Like, he can't decide. Is it cold out or
that's
not?
Like, I hate
that look.
I think that's like a country club look. Like, they're out there playing, like, croquet or something.
Good observation. It's something about it is you're not getting into mulligans with the sweater tied or not, Johnny. That's the dress code there. All right. 855-855. Dom Giordano show. So, Zelensky did not show up wearing something that looks like the John Fetterman collection. Imagine Fetterman coming into the Oval Office. Thank you, Mike Opelka. I got to give credit there. It is a black suit that Trump said he was very pleased with this, and things are off to a good start. Now, here's James Comey. We have two. It was about 5 minutes of this. But Comey here talking about his favorite Taylor Swift songs and then talking about how Taylor Swift – stands up to bullies and the wisdom and how the Comey family, the former head of the FBI, is such a Swifty, cut 8A.
So, yes, I have a favorite of hers, although honestly, for me, it's a tie between All Too Well, 10-minute version, and Exile featuring Bon Iver.
Oh, my goodness. This was a cringeworthy 5 minutes, to put it mildly.
10-minute version.
Particularly, yeah, the whole family. And here's why he said Taylor Swift is so important. It's the standing up to bullies.
Like a lot of you, I struggle with how to stand up to bullies without letting their meanness infect me and change me. You may have seen that the governor of California has been generating a lot of attention lately by posting on social media in a satirical way where he mocks Donald Trump and his all caps megalomania and his absurdity. And I find it very funny, hilarious even sometimes. But I got to be honest, it also leaves me with a strange feeling at times because I don't want us to become like Trump and his followers. There are far more decent, honest, kind people in America than there are mean jerks. And don't get me wrong, we have our jerks, millions of them, you may have noticed. In particular, there's a stunning coarseness and ugliness in the Republican Party today. It's upsetting, but it's also a minority of America. On the whole, we aren't like that, and we don't like that. I think that's a big part of the reason so few Americans support Donald Trump when they have to see him and that up close. And why Republicans are so worried about what's coming for them next year.
All right. So in something where he's going to be civil, above the fray and all that, he besmirches the average Trump supporter as part of this whole bullying type of thing. But the whole 5 minutes of it, watching him around Taylor Swift, something is broken there. This is a guy with the seashells in Trump. That somehow or another, Comey has been broken by all this stuff that he has to resort to Taylor Swift. So here's the question. You know, there's still more going on here with Zelensky, with Trump, with the Europeans there. What a long, strange journey this has been on Ukraine. And pretty much in the beginning, when they were invaded, people rallied to them, the fighting back, etc. Then, as we heard, and just going back in the timelines over 3 years, we heard stories of how corrupt it is. I saw it today, the number of kids, not just Hunter Biden, various politicians, some of them even Republican, have served on their boards, gotten paid off. Then when we saw the 60 Minutes report where the Biden administration said we have to prop up their small businesses and all. Remember that? And on it goes. Where is all that money gone? Zelensky himself saying, where are all these millions gone? And then the politicizing by Democrats to say, well, Trump's only doing this. He's a stooge of Putin. And now we're at this point where NATO is taking a bigger role, more spending. We're selling them weapons. All good. There is a turn in the road here, and it seems like there's a possible solution. Nothing is pretty here, though. You know, the country that invaded illegally, that's Russia. There's no doubt. Not crazy talk. Oh, they were provoked. Stop it. But the reality is, to stop this, and that's clearly, Bill Maher over the weekend talking about Trump, clearly wants to stop the killing. The Ukrainians will have to agree to the two things that we've talked about. One, you're not going to go into Crimea and get Crimea back. There are going to be occupied territories that are going to go to the Russians. You're going to get, though, security that's like Article 5 or is Article 5. I have to see the full detail. I think they're hashing it out. That's where the agreement is. I'm betting the Ukrainians can do that. The polling seems to indicate that. Of course, Zelensky has a right. He has to bluff today and say they can never give up. It's not in their constitution to give up any land. But in the end, I think they will. That's where we are. And every time this has come up, people have gotten more antagonistic. Now it's eased a bit with Trump getting NATO to more fund this, to move forward with this, and even to be there today. So this appears to be headed, even if slowly, to some kind of solution. Even if not perfect, even if not, quote, fair, something where this war will stop. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board, Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, what do you have on the side today?
Can I add something about Friday?
Sure.
So I was listening to you swallow that oyster on the way down, and I almost vomited while I was riding.
All right. Yeah. I picked that up. Yeah.
Why was that?
And I will take. I've been there. I've done that, and I have vomited. And I'm homage to you. Bow down. Wow. Couldn't got there.
Oh well, thank you, Gary. Boy, what a great call there. I take one for the team, big time here.
Well, not only that, had I been there early enough, I would have said that sixth one that nobody wanted, I would have said, give me the girl who just smoked a carton of cigarettes, and I'd rather make out with her than eat that.
Nicely played. Oh, all right, what's your fashion?
Maybe next Mulligan's going to do a fear factor, but for picky eaters, and you Gary have a competition.
That, write that one down, Henry. Yeah. Yes.
Like bring some oysters, some tripe.
We'll have a row like this, and Dan, I'll do it too.
A Rocky Mountain oyster.
Over the weekend on Fox and Friends, they had the host balancing books on their head, concentrating on that, while math problems were fired at them back
I like
to school.
That as well.
Oh, God.
Maybe you can be hopping on one leg.
You know what? You can add that to it while eating. I'm not eating any more raw stuff there, though. No way.
Yeah, but like Henry can be the Joe Rogan and host the Fear Factor. And
okay,
maybe
that's
we can
right.
have you guys like jump off the building, too.
I'm sure Walter Kosk and the lawyers and Greg Stocker will all sign off on this thing. All right, so Gary, what's your fashion faux pas?
By the way, Fear Factor was an awesome show. That's one of those things that I would love if they could redo.
Gary, you wouldn't even eat an oyster. How did you like Fear Factor?
It's true.
Because I love the events. I would never win because I couldn't eat that stuff.
I see. You respected it. You respected it.
So, Dom, I saw the football there that you had. Do you know what the original Nerf football looks like? The smaller one?
Yes.
Okay, so the fashion faux pas is my son. He came home when he's about 20 years old. He came in with these Nerf-looking yellow carved out. They're called foam runners. They're made by Kanye West. They're called Kanye Crocs. They're the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
All right, I'll put that one down. Yeezys. That's more contemporary. All the Crocs stuff. Can you imagine walking around?
I feel like Henry owns a – do you own a pair of Yeezys?
I have never owned a pair of Yeezys, no.
No.
Not worth the hype.
Oh, my God.
Never was.
You're just telling you, hey, mug me. I'm a victim. I'm walking around Philadelphia in Crocs.
Good luck running away.
Yeah.
Well, these shoes are – I don't even understand these either. These foam runners, they're terrible. I would never wear them.
Kanye West particularly now. Exactly. All right, things are going swimmingly here, though. We don't have any controversy. Zelensky looks comfortable in the dictator's chair, sitting on the front of it. I'm just eyeballing J.D. Vance constantly here to say, though, when he might pounce. Yes.
Speaking of gross foods, did you see that note I put up there? Just read it out loud.
Oh, yeah, yes. Henry, coming up, we have to explore. You ordered rabbit for your first anniversary dinner.
I did.
Oh, my God. Have you ever had rabbit?
Rabbit. Have you ever had a rabbit?
No, I would not eat a rabbit.
I hadn't either.
I have a very vast palate of things I've tasted. I've never had a rabbit.
Just the idea. I've had octopus, though.
Well, that's not same. Weird.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It's
like
a rare.
Normal menus. Normal Italian menus.
It was at a wine tasting event. You know, we were fourth round in, I think, and I had the octopi. So,
do you know where calamari comes from?
Calamad.
Joe says, because once you find out, you're never going to want it again.
Yeah, what is? Yeah, the squid.
With the tentacles.
I'm fine with the calamari.
I ate a bunch of tentacles Friday.
Yeah, calamari's great.
Henry doesn't eat seafood, but he eats tentacles.
Just don't call it calamari.
Yeah.
Just don't do that.
That's
so weird. All right.
Got a mod.
855-839-1210. You can get on board. So, Dr. Benz, my friend, board-certified prostodontist, Dr. Robert Benz, thrilled to tell you the great news, and this is really something that's going to make things even better. He's expanding his services and availability with a new prostodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist, you can use some help on these complicated cases. You've all come to the right place, the one and only Benz Dental Group. number one solutions provider. Dr. Benz, every time I talk with him, lives for these cases. If people have struggled, Dennis can't handle it, he can. I've been going to Dr. Benz for 10 years. The improvements in my oral health we've talked about, the electric toothbrush, the water pick, and just great overall oral care. You can get on that road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Just call and schedule your appointment now at 610-272-6949. Get that initial look-see with Dr. Benz, 610-272-6949. Or you can see all that he does, visit BentzDentalGroup.com, B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dom Giordano Show, our weekly catch-up with the great Scott Presler, who's got a lot to report on. Paula Scanlon was unbelievable over at Mulligan's today, and I know later on with Rich at the Grand Hotel. And the nice touch. I mean, these are the little things that talk radio are such fun. Keeping her parking space by putting a beer keg that was highly polished.
Have you ever had a beer keg hold a spot for you, Dom?
Yeah, he did that once, but mine wasn't as polished as this. This looks like the...
I spent all night doing
it. Yeah, right. The elite over there at Mulligan's. So,
I do have some new audio for you.
Okay.
President Zelensky, you look fabulous in that suit.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, look, you look good.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, looks good.
I said someone that attacked you last time. See, now I remember that.
Yeah, I apologize to you. You look wonderful.
I think that's Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
He is a reporter.
Well, alleged.
Alleged.
They throw him in as the say anything. He's annoying. The last time.
Oh, he's been called out a few times.
Oh, yeah. He's just boorish.
Brian Glenn.
That's the guy. Yeah, they throw him in to ask the wild questions. And, you know, it's already volatile enough with Zelensky, et cetera. This guy. So this time he approves of the suit.
Yeah, because we all care what Brian Glenn thinks. So the arbiter of suits.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. All right. So
just a side note, too. Yeah. There's not really audio of it. It's hard to hear. But when Zelensky first got out of his Chevy, when Trump greeted him, he made a comment about the outfit. And Zelensky made a joke of saying something like he wore the best he had or something like that. Yeah.
Well, I like Zelensky. It was a pretty good comment to Brian Glenn the last time. Maybe I'll have a suit that looks nicer than yours the next time. So the main thing today, Trump and Zelensky talking about ceding land to Russia. Maybe the areas that we're talking about. And again, not so simple on that, the details on it to be worked out. But it appears on broad strokes, there's movement forward. And with the trilateral coming together as early as this Friday, I think you're going to see an improvement here. Again, having a ceasefire would be welcome so that no more killing goes on. Putin's not going to do that. And Trump will call Putin after today's meetings. That's revealed. One area that I saw over the weekend that shows just incontrovertibly what the Trump people are up to that's good. Trump has cut. what was that?
Whoa. Sorry. Yeah. I'm cutting a podcast.
Okay. Trump has cut deportation court backlog for the first time in almost 20 years. In other words, all these judges all the people that are here then free to go across the country. Since January, the courts have averaged just 29,000 new cases monthly and completed more than 65,000 on the backlog. In other words, we're stopping more people at the border. They're not getting in. We're not getting new cases. And then 8 years later, they're supposed to show up, and they won't. We're actually cutting down the numbers. And this is really, they put in new people, new judges. They've expanded this. They're moving on it. Biden had a de facto immigration policy of letting people run wild. All right, you're legal. You signed up for this. Maybe come back in 5, 6, 7 years for your hearing. That's what the policy was. They have cut it down immeasurably. Now, this is something you won't hear anywhere else, won't get recognized, but it's exactly how methodical it is to cut down on illegal immigration. I don't know if I buy that a million people have left the country one way or the other, 1.2, something like that, Christino. We'll see. We'll see those statistics. In other words, self-deporting and being deported. I do know here locally, though, you have Democrats wanting to die on the Hill that brave ICE agents cannot conceal their face, even though they're identified as ICE, because we know they'll be doxxed, their kids will be attacked, their wives and everything else. All right, more on that coming up. Scott Presler with an update and your calls. Hit us with that all-time fashion faux pas.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.